Thanks for downloading this Breaker podcast. For up-to-date news, features and blogs from Bournemouth University's MA Journalism students, visit thebreaker.co.uk.
It's Thursday morning, it's about 9 o'clock and I'm on my way to the newsroom. I'm Ashley Croson, I'm the photo editor for this week, and I'm going to be taking you through everything that's going on in today's edition, talking you through the stories and letting you behind the scenes of an edition of The Breaker. First in the morning is the editor.
Hi, my name is Mark Wilson and I am the editor of this Thursday's edition of The Breaker. I have been writing stories about astronomy. I've spoken to a man from the Wessex Astronomical Society. Editing has been something of an emotional roller coaster. We're just trying to get things going in a kind of conveyor system, make sure that videos are well cut.
Hello, it's Mark Perry here. I'm the interactive editor today, and I'm sitting in front of Twitter here, pondering what to write for the opening tweet. I got it right that time instead of tweet. I've been up all night. I slept in the office, and I'm full of coffee. And if I did smoke, I would probably take up smoking right now.
This is Laura. I am the sub-editor this week, which means I will be editing the articles. Everyone writes the headlines, working with the news editor and the editor. My stories this week are how climate change is affecting hedgehogs and how a national survey is being done.
If everyone could just tell me which story they would like me to plug, I'll tweet them. And then if you can pick up on them...
So it's 25 past 11. We've already gone past the first deadline. How's the edition coming on, editor?
Well, we're having a few problems with some video getting it uploaded. Other than that, we are absolutely flying along. It's a very professional atmosphere here, other than the guy sleeping on the floor. Everyone's giving it their all. We've got some great stories. Nobody's capitulated yet. Nobody's had a tantrum.
Are we on task to make the deadline?
Of course we will. You bet we always make it.
That's the senior editor. we're doing all right. I think we'll do it.
I've got to say, people are looking sceptical, but
no, we just have a group with full of people with really weird faces.
Sorry, we've got faith in your leadership, so we'll be fine.
Hello, this is Inkyar, the general reporter of The Breaker this week. And I'm currently working on the story of the football violence in Egypt.
Oh, sorry, Mark, can you just say that again? Because my journalistic integrity has gone out of the window. We're going to stage that, so if you can just do that whole thing again.
So you're saying that we're going to recreate reality and then portray it as reality?
Yes, I think so.
Brilliant. We have 1 hour left to get all the stories published. Well, 58 minutes now. If you're still working on anything, crack on. We're going to start publishing now.
All right, I'm Prashant. I'm the international reporter for the week. I'm currently looking at some pressing issues in Gambia with regard to a dictatorship and some of the phone scams in Taiwan as well. I have contacts in both the countries, and I'm trying to create a feature piece on the issues.
For me, please. Yeah, okay. I'm not telling you what to do or anything.
You guess at me.
We got 15 minutes until the deadline. How's everyone feeling? Stunned silence.
Can you lie down? Another one.
How are we looking?
Well, we published six stories so far, I think. But there's plenty of ones ready to publish. I'm just waiting because we published a bunch all at once.
How's Andrea's monkeys doing? Ashley's blues balls.
Okay, so the edition's now live and I'm with the editorial team. How do you think the edition looks?
I would say, without question, that it's the best edition of The Breaker that has gone out so far.
Yeah. Some highlights?
Highlights? I think my hedgehog story, definitely.
And my skier story, they're the best stories ever.
No, I think the monkeys are the best.
And the blue balls. The blue balls are a really good story.
We've got monkeys, blue balls and hedgehogs. Is there any serious stuff on the website?
No.
Not really.
Yes, there is a story about uprising in Gambia. There's a story about phone hacking in Taiwan. There's plenty of serious stuff.
Went a lot smoother than it did last week. We got everything published by, I think, about quarter to two or something. I think everything was published.
Well, I recommend they look at the website before listening to the podcast.
Yeah,
otherwise but it might be too late.
Joining the conversation, follow us on Twitter @BUBreaker. And you can also join the Facebook group. And of course, we're online at thebreaker.co.uk.